This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast. Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're thinking about becoming a wedding photographer, huh?
Yeah.
Snapping those I do moments, mm-hmm. capturing the love, the laughter, real. The happy tears. Sounds dreamy, right?
It does.
Well, hold on to your lens cap because we're about to take a deep dive.
Okay.
Into the real world of wedding photography.
All right. I'm excited.
All thanks to a sneak peek at Engaged AF Magazine's September issue.
Ooh. Always a good one.
It's time to ditch the filter and get a behind-the-scenes look.
Love it.
At what it really takes to rock this career.
What's interesting is that this issue goes beyond the surface.
Oh.
It doesn't just showcase the pretty pictures.
Interesting.
It dives into the nitty-gritty, the hustle, the pressure.
Yeah, I bet.
And, yeah, even a bit of the chaos that comes with the territory.
Let's be real. Weddings are a whirlwind of emotions. And as a photographer...
Mm-hmm.
You're right in the thick of it.
Oh, for sure.
You're not just a vendor.
Right.
You're practically part of the family.
You really are.
Capturing those fleeting moments of joy, connection.
Yes.
And maybe even a few champagne-fueled mishaps along the way.
And that's a huge responsibility.
Absolutely.
Think about it. You're entrusted with preserving these memories
mm-hmm.
that couples will cherish for a lifetime.
Wow. Yeah.
You have to earn their trust.
It's true.
Anticipate those key moments.
For sure.
And deliver images that tell their unique love story.
Definitely.
That's a lot more than just knowing how to work a camera.
It's like being a photojournalist, a therapist, and an artist.
Yes.
All rolled into one.
That's it.
With a side of party animal.
Oh, absolutely. A party animal.
But speaking of artistry.
Yeah.
The magazine really gets into the magic that happens after the wedding.
Oh, okay.
And the editing room.
The editing process is where good photos become breathtaking.
That's true.
It's about transforming raw images into works of art.
Wow.
And that takes serious skill,
mm-hmm.
a keen eye for detail,
yeah.
and hours of dedicated work.
So it's not just about snapping away on the big day.
No.
It's about having that artistic vision.
Totally.
Understanding light, composition,
mm-hmm.
and knowing how to use editing software to create those magazine-worthy shots.
Absolutely. And that's where managing client expectations comes in.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Couples are eager to see their photos.
Oh, yeah.
But it's crucial to set realistic deadlines
mm-hmm.
and be transparent about your workflow.
Makes
sense. So everyone is on the same page.
Which brings us to the business side of things.
Okay.
Because talent and passion alone won't pay the bills. Sadly not. Building solid client relationships
mm-hmm.
and managing expectations is key to running a successful photography business.
The magazine stresses the importance of clear communication from day one.
Yeah, that's key.
Having detailed contracts,
hmm?
Discussing the couple's vision in depth.
Of course.
And being upfront about potential challenges
right.
helps prevent misunderstandings and ensures a smooth experience for everyone.
It's all about under-promising and over-delivering.
Exactly.
Happy clients lead to those rave reviews
mm-hmm.
and word-of-mouth referral.
The best kind of advertising.
Which are gold in this industry.
Speaking of competition.
Yeah.
The wedding photography market is pretty saturated.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So how do you stand out?
That's the question, right?
You need to develop a unique style,
mm-hmm.
create a brand that speaks to your ideal clients.
Okay.
And, as we've mentioned, provide an exceptional client experience
yeah.
that goes beyond just taking pretty pictures.
Okay, so we've talked about the emotional roller coaster,
mm-hmm.
the artistry, the business savvy.
Right.
But let's address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
The cost of all that fancy gear.
The magazine doesn't sugarcoat it.
I bet not.
Professional cameras, lenses, lighting, editing software.
Yeah.
It's a significant investment.
It really is.
But it's essential to view it as an investment in your business,
mm-hmm.
one that can ultimately make or break your success.
It's not about buying every shiny new gadget, though.
Right.
It's about prioritizing your purchases.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe renting equipment initially.
Yeah, that's smart.
And having a solid financial plan.
Right.
To ensure sustainable growth. For your business.
And speaking of growth,
okay.
The magazine reminds us that the wedding industry is all about adapting to the unexpected.
That's true.
Imagine sudden weather changes,
mm-hmm.
last minute schedule adjustments.
Yeah, I bet.
Or even a runaway bouquet or two.
Oh, I bet you've got some stories about that.
Oh, so many.
But seriously, being able to think on your feet,
mm-hmm.
troubleshoot on the fly.
Yep.
And stay calm under pressure is absolutely essential.
Absolutely.
To this line of work.
It really is. And that's where experience comes in.
Yeah, I bet.
The more weddings you shoot, the more you learn to anticipate potential hiccups.
Right.
And develop those ninja-like problem-solving skills.
Ah, the wedding ninjas.
That keep everything running smoothly. Right. Even when it feels like the world is going sideways.
So it's about embracing the chaos, rolling with the punches,
yep.
and remembering that at the end of the day, it's all about capturing those heartfelt moments for the couple.
That's what it's all about.
What are your thoughts on that? What stands out to you as the most important thing for a budding wedding photographer to keep in mind?
That's a great question. I think for someone just starting out, it's crucial to remember that wedding photography is a blend of creativity, technical skill, and the ability to connect with people on an emotional level.
You've got to have the whole package.
Yes.
The artistic eye, the technical know-how,
right.
and the people skills to navigate those sometimes tricky wedding day dynamics.
Exactly. And that's something the magazine really delves into, to make a name for yourself in this competitive world.
Because it's not enough to just be good.
Right.
You have to stand out from the crowd. So how do you do that?
The magazine emphasizes developing a unique style.
Ah.
It's about finding your artistic voice.
Right.
What sets your photography apart from everyone else?
Yeah.
What kind of stories do you want to tell through your lens?
So are you drawn to those candid documentary style shots that capture the raw emotion of the day?
Yeah.
Or do you love playing with light and shadow for a more dramatic artistic look?
Interesting.
You could gravitate towards those bright, airy, romantic images that are all over Pinterest.
Finding your style is essential.
Okay.
But it's also about understanding what those styles mean.
Oh.
For example, documentary style means capturing those unscripted moments.
Right.
The genuine laughter, the stolen glances. It's like visual storytelling.
Makes sense.
And when we talk about airy and romantic, we're talking about soft lighting, pastel colors, a dreamy, ethereal feel.
It's like choosing your own filter for life.
Yeah.
But once you've nailed down your style,
how
do you translate that into a brand that attracts the right clients?
Your brand is more than just a logo and a website.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the overall feeling you create, the experience you provide, and the message you send to potential clients.
Makes sense.
It's about curating your online presence, showcasing your best work, and building a portfolio that speaks to your ideal couples.
Social media is a game changer for wedding photographers.
Absolutely.
Instagram and Pinterest are where couples go for inspiration and to find vendors.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're visual platforms perfect for showcasing your work.
Makes sense.
By sharing your photos, engaging with potential clients, and building a community around your brand, you can attract couples who are drawn to your style and who are excited about the unique perspective you bring to their big day.
It's like building your own tribe of couples.
Yes.
Who get your vibe and are excited to collaborate with you.
Exactly.
But the magazine also talks about good old-fashioned networking.
Oh, yeah.
It's not all about likes and followers.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Building relationships with other wedding vendors is key. Planners, florists, DJs, they can be your best referral sources.
Word of mouth,
It's about creating those win-win situations where you're not just promoting your own business, but also supporting others in the industry.
Collaboration over competition.
Yes. Oh. Love that.
That's what it's all about.
But ultimately, it all comes back to building genuine client relationships.
Oh, for sure.
Happy clients are your biggest advocates, spreading the word and recommending you to their friends and family.
And that kind of organic growth is priceless.
It really is.
It's about exceeding expectations, delivering on your promises, and creating an experience that goes beyond just taking pretty pictures.
Right.
Speaking of experiences,
we can't forget that weddings are live events, and things don't always go according to plan.
Oh, yeah. The magazine doesn't shy away from the fact that weddings can be unpredictable.
No, they don't.
We're talking weather delays, wardrobe malfunctions, maybe even a tipsy groomsman.
Yeah, I bet.
Who decides to photobomb every shot.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it.
You've got to be ready for anything.
Adaptability is key.
Yeah.
Imagine a sudden downpour right before the outdoor ceremony.
Right.
Or a bride's zipper breaking minutes before she's supposed to walk down the aisle.
It happens.
These things happen.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to think on your feet and come up with solutions without losing your core.
It's like being a wedding ninja.
Oh, yeah.
Prepared for any situation.
Right.
Able to blend in and capture those magical moments.
Mm-hmm.
Even amidst the chaos.
Exactly. And that's where experience really comes into play.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
The more weddings you shoot,
mm-hmm.
the more you learn to anticipate potential challenges.
Right.
And develop those problem-solving skills that keep the day running smoothly.
So it's about embracing the unexpected,
mm-hmm.
rolling with the punches,
yeah.
and remembering that at the end of the day,
right.
it's all about capturing those heartfelt moments for the couple.
You hit the nail on the head.
Aw.
But there's another crucial aspect the magazine highlights
okay.
that goes beyond technical skills and problem solving.
Okay, yeah.
Emotional intelligence.
Because you're not just capturing images.
Mm.
You're capturing feelings, relationships.
Right.
The energy of the day.
Yes.
You got to be able to read the room, connect with people,
mm-hmm.
and create a comfortable atmosphere for everyone involved.
That's especially important when you're working with couples mm-hmm. who might be feeling nervous, overwhelmed,
yeah.
or just plain exhausted.
Right.
A good wedding photographer knows how to put people at ease.
It's true.
Make them laugh and create a fun, positive experience,
yeah.
even in the midst of all the hustle and bustle.
It's like you're a wedding day therapist with a camera.
Totally.
Helping couples relax, have fun, and just be themselves so their true personalities shine through in the photos.
Exactly. Those genuine connections,
yeah.
those moments of shared laughter and joy often translate into the most authentic and heartwarming photos.
It's true.
It's about capturing the essence of their relationship.
Right.
The love, the quirks,
mm-hmm.
the things that make them unique.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
We've explored the emotional weight of capturing those once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Right.
The artistry involved in editing and creating stunning images.
Yeah.
The business savvy needed to build a successful career.
Mm-hmm.
The importance of investing in the right gear.
Of course.
And the need for adaptability in a high-pressure environment.
And we've discussed the competitive landscape of the wedding photography world
mm-hmm.
and the importance of developing a unique style and brand to stand out.
Woo. It's clear that wedding photography is so much more.
It really is.
Than just pointing and shooting.
Way more.
It's a dynamic blend of art, business, and emotional intelligence.
I think what's really resonated with me from Engaged AF Magazine's insights
yeah.
is that becoming a successful wedding photographer
mm-hmm.
requires passion, dedication,
mm-hmm.
and a willingness to embrace the unpredictable.
It's definitely not a career for the faint of heart.
No.
But for those who are drawn to it,
mm-hmm.
who thrive on the energy and emotion of a wedding day,
right.
it can be incredibly fulfilling.
If you're considering this path,
mm-hmm.
it's worth asking yourself,
yeah,
what is it about wedding photography that speaks to you?
That's a good one.
What kind of stories do you want to tell?
Right.
What kind of legacy do you want to create?
Because at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
it's about more than just taking pretty pictures.
It really is.
It's about capturing the essence of a couple's love story.
Yes.
Preserving those precious memories in a way that's authentic and meaningful,
mm.
and creating something that will be treasured for generations to come.
Beautifully said.
Oh, thanks.
And with that,
mm.
we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of wedding photography.
This was so fun.
We hope you found this exploration insightful,
mm-hmm.
inspiring, and maybe even a little bit empowering.
So go out there, capture those magical moments,
yeah.
and make your mark on the world one frame at a time.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.